You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, I've got to tell you that tonight's broadcast is going to be very interesting. I think you're going to have your eyes opened just a little bit, anyway. In fact, I think you're going to be riveted to your radio for a little while. As we move on into expose land. You know what that is, don't you? And that's when we show you the way somebody wants you to believe they are, and then tell you the truth about the way it really is. And so, sit back. Relax. Get ready for some startling revelations. And remember, the only place you ever get this kind of stuff, the real truth, is right here on the Hour of the Time. You can search your dial. You can listen to every radio station and every radio host and every television talking head show that you can find. You will never in your life hear truth as you hear it on the Hour of the Time.
Jones Center People's Temple was in reality a mass mind control experiment conducted by the CIA as a follow-up to something called MK Ultra. They had medical checkups for everyone every day. On a plan to take over the world's traditional political system, mind control by the year 2000. There was a mind control experimentation going on. Control of individuals, control of groups, control of world population.
Thank you. Yes, you are the 32nd degree Mason.
That is fact.
All right. We're going to have to grill you.
Oh, by all means.
Now, it is said by many, Richard Hoagland, my guest tonight, various callers who hinted at it, that the Masons are the power structure behind everything. That the Masons possibly worship the devil, Satan. And I think you have great umbrage with that, at least that much of it, right?
It offends me greatly.
And now you know the subject of tonight's broadcast. Art Bell is doing it again, intentionally deceiving the public. Here he is, pretending to know absolutely nothing about Freemasonry. And he has a rigged call with a 32nd degree Freemason calling in to him. And Bell is feigning ignorance. And right off the bat, he makes a statement that he knows is wrong. No one, at least no one that I know, has claimed that Freemasons worship the devil. On the contrary, I've made it a point on this broadcast to make my audience understand, or at least bring them to an understanding, whether they believe it or not, that Freemasons do not believe in a devil. They don't believe in Satan. They do believe in a Lucifer, and the Luciferian philosophy. Here's what they believe, ladies and gentlemen. They believe that the story of the Garden of Eden is a metaphor. A metaphor that explains in their teachings how man could have remained an ignorant beast, just another animal, if he had not progressed through his evolution to the point where he could think originally instead of act merely upon instinct, as most animals do. They believe that man, in this metaphor, was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust and vindictive God, held prisoner in the chains or the bonds of ignorance. Now that means, in their story, that man was just an animal. He could not think. That he was set free from these chains, from his imprisonment, by Lucifer, or Prometheus, who gave man the gift of fire, or the gift of intellect, who said to Adam and Eve, first, according to the story, seduced Eve, to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then Eve seduced Adam to do the same. So through the gift of intellect, being able to think, knowing wrong from right, having now intelligence, common sense, if you will, man was set free from the bonds that animals find themselves enslaved within. That is ignorance, the inability to think, the inability to reason, held prisoner in the Garden of Eden, in innocence, ignorance, subject to the laws of nature. And according to the promise of Satan, who was then the agent of Lucifer, in reality, in the mysteries, they are the same thing, Lucifer and Satan. Man could become as God. That's the promise made to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden by Lucifer or Satan. The two are the same in the mysteries. Same thing. Prometheus in the ancient Greek myths. It's the same story. In the myth, Prometheus brought the gifts of fire to mankind. Fire in the mysteries is synonymous with intellect, the mind, reason, the ability to think. This is called the Luciferian philosophy. This is what all of the adepts of not just Freemasonry, but for sure Freemasonry, and all of the other highest adepts of whatever secret fraternal order you wish to name, I don't care who it is, I don't know, I don't care what the name is, they all believe the same thing. And they all work behind the veil to make this come true. That through the use of the gift of intellect, man will conquer nature and will himself become God. That's the Luciferian philosophy. Art Bell knows that full well. Art Bell is a very highly degreed Freemason of the Scottish Rite. He may belong to other secret orders also, but he has admitted on his own broadcast to being a Freemason. Many of you heard him. It was late in the night when a caller caught him by surprise and asked him point blank, and he said yes. And then he said, are you a fellow traveler? And the caller said yes. And then Art said, well, we're not going to talk about this anymore on this show tonight. And that was the end of it. So what Art Bell is doing here, and this was just a few nights ago, on his Dreamland show, I believe. No, it wasn't Dreamland, I'm sorry. But it was just a few nights ago, not too long ago, that this occurred. And I want to make sure that you know about it and know that he's deceiving you, and so is the caller. And if you have listened to our Mystery Babylon series, where we have revealed the truth about Freemasonry and all of the other highest adepts of the secret orders, and remember, we are not talking about the lower degrees in these orders, people who are sucked in for promise of material gain and preference and jobs and contracts and everything else, and legal matters, go in to get preferential treatment in their communities and in the legal system and in business and in government. The secret handshake will get you a long way, ladies and gentlemen. Don't even kid yourself that it won't. So let's listen a little further to this Art Bell deception. Oh, he is a great deceiver. And who is the great deceiver? Who is the greatest deceiver of all? Lucifer, right? If mankind was made by God, mankind can be nothing more than a small part of that from which he was made. And since before God made the universe, nothing existed but God, everything that has been made in the universe must be made from what existed originally, and the only thing that existed originally was God. So the most that man can ever hope for is that somewhere within him he has the smallest portion of that original God which created everything from his own thought. The promise of Lucifer that man could become as God, or as it has been perverted. Remember, Lucifer promised man could become as God. Man has perverted that into man will become God, or man is God. None of it is true. For no part can ever be equal to or greater than the whole. Listen carefully.
Offends you greatly. And it especially offends me when people who ostensibly have good reasons for discussing whatever that you're discussing in regards to the Masons,
yes,
are severely deluded, or they have some other agenda as far as trying to make the Masons look like this, you know, behind-the-scenes group that's manipulating things.
So you deny that, too?
Oh, absolutely. When I was in the military...
Then here's what the callers would say. Why has just about every single president of the U.S. been a Mason?
Actually, to give you an exact figure, there's been 16 presidents, and the last one was Gerald Ford.
Well, you've got to admit, with the number of presidents we have, that's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, about a third.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Well, also, there's a good chunk of the people that were in the Boston Tea Party that were Masons as well.
What percentage of the general population is Masonic?
Well, in the world, there's...
Not the world, just the U.S.
In the U.S., there's about 2 million Freemasons.
2 million out of 260 million, right?
Right.
Okay, those are the contemporary numbers. So how would we, looking back over the years, when the population was even less, and we could assume that the percentage of Masons remained the same, have ended up with that many Masonic presidents?
Well, one of the things that I will say tends to be kind of a trademark of the Masons,
yeah,
is it does seem to have attracted members who have been significant contributors to society.
And there you have a portion of the truth. Remember, they're only discussing Freemasonry. At the highest levels, the members of all, every single one of the different secret societies and fraternal orders belong to the same club. So it's not just 2 million, ladies and gentlemen. It's many more times that. Many, many more times that. But they get to a truth here. Number one, that fully one-third of the presidents that would admit that they were Freemasons or members of a secret society were indeed members of the Freemasonic order. One-third of all of the presidents of the United States. Now, I can tell you from my research that almost all of them, almost every single one of them, were members of Freemasonry or another secret order, and all were highly degreed. Some were members of the ancient order of the Rosicruci. Some were members of the ancient and military order of the Knights of Malta. Some were members, highly degreed members, of the Knights Templar. And I could go on and on. But I have found no president, not one, that was not a member, a highly degreed member, of at least one of these secret orders. And all of them, all of the high degrees of all of the secret societies and fraternal orders are members of one club, with one goal, with one aim, with one plan. That's one world government, the elimination of all sovereign nation states, the elimination of all existing religions save theirs. Shackling the mob, which means controlling the common man, or the profane, as they call them, and the formation of a one-world government, their one-world government. And you heard this 32nd degree Freemason say, he admitted, that the people who make things happen in this country are Freemasons, and are the highly degreed members of the other fraternal orders also. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they do not believe in the God of the Christian Bible, or the Jewish Torah, or of the Muslim Quran. They believe in a pantheistic order, of the universe, where everything is connected and everything is God. And since man is the only creature that can think and reason, the collective mind of man is the mind of God. Ergo, man is God. That's what they believe. That is the Luciferian philosophy. They do not believe in a devil. They do not believe in Satan. And they believe that Lucifer or the metaphor for Lucifer, which is the development of the mind of man, is the real hero in all of this. That if there was a Jesus, Jesus had his chance and blew it. Now it's Lucifer's turn. And you will hear in the depths of the mysteries that Lucifer and Jesus were brothers. Now, don't take any of it literally. Remember, it's all metaphor to them. It makes no difference what you believe when you're looking at what they believe. You must understand they do not believe as you do, or as I do, or as most people do. When their goal has been reached, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who want to persecute the Jews, they will exterminate Orthodox Judaism just as quickly as they will exterminate fundamental Christianity or the Muslim religion. Now, you don't have to believe me. Get in the books and research what they have written. You will find that what I say is true. And I have pretty well documented that fact over the last 7 years, I believe. So let's listen to some more of this little deception, this little play put on by Art Bell and his caller.
By virtue of the fact that we have high standards as far as character and conduct, we do tend to attract some pretty lesser figures at times.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever wondered, you're a 32nd degree Mason.
Yes.
Now, there are a lot of people who would say you wouldn't understand the full picture until you became a 33 degree Mason.
Well, Art, I can tell you this. Less than 1% of all Masons ever get up to 33 degrees.
Oh, I understand. That would only enhance their belief in what I just said.
Well, the guy that called in talking about how the Scottish Rite Masons have got the Luciferian doctrine and so forth,
yeah,
that was a forgery, and it's been known to have been a forgery for some time.
Ladies and gentlemen, he just told a bold-faced lie. It is not a forgery whatsoever. It was spelled out clearly by Albert Pike, one of the greatest Freemasons of all time, a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, who said that Freemasonry is a religion and further named that religion as the Luciferian philosophy. He also said that the lower degrees are never told the truth. But with each initiation, they are told the same story, but given a different meaning. And that they do not discover the truth until they reach the 30th degree, not the 33rd degree, but the 30th degree. According to Albert Pike in his book, Morals and Dogma, which you will find on almost every table in the House of the Temple, which is the headquarters of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in this country. You will find a whole library devoted to the works of Albert Pike, and it is named the Albert Pike Room. For many, many years in the United States of America, every time a new Freemason was administered his oath as an entered apprentice, he was handed a copy of Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. So what you just heard this man who claims to be a 32nd degree Freemason say is a bold-faced lie. It's just a flat-out lie. Not only did Albert Pike say it, but I have read to you in their own words from their own writings, publications, and newsletters and newspapers over the years, many, many different prominent Freemasons who said exactly the same thing. It is the truth. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy without question. However, in the degrees, as you go up the ladder of degrees, every time you must take an oath. And remember, there are side shoots from these degrees where you take many other oaths. And each time a Freemason takes an oath, he swears upon penalty of death that he will not ever divulge the secrets of the lodge, of the order, of the fraternity, of Freemasonry. It even, in the degrees, in the oaths, gives them the dictate that rather than reveal the secrets of the lodge, they must lie. And it's okay to lie. And it's not a sin, and there's nothing wrong with it. So if you ever believe that one of these people, after he's taken all of these oaths, which if he violates means he must submit to a punishment of pain of death, if you ever believe they're going to tell you the truth about the real religion and secrets and purpose of Freemasonry, you're not playing with a full deck of cards. And if you believe their other contention, which they will tell you that, oh, these are only rituals and these oaths don't mean anything, then not only are you not playing with a full deck of cards, but you came to the card game with an empty six-pack. Because that's another lie. The assertion that grown adult men take an oath swearing upon pain of death that they will or will not do something and that it means nothing is one of the greatest deceptions of all. Because if that means nothing, then his oath in a court of law means nothing. His oath upon a Bible means nothing. His word means nothing. It means he has no honor. For grown men do not take such oaths if they do not mean them. Let's listen a little more.
That is not a period of morals and dogma, which I have myself. What that was, as I said, it was a forgery aimed at trying to discredit the Scottish Rite and Albert Pike.
And that's another lie. It does appear in Morals and Dogma, and many of you out there listening to this broadcast have read that book, have discovered that statement. You have it in your possession. You have the book. You have read it. What they count on, what they believe, is that the public has never read their writings, does not possess a copy of Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, and even if they read it, do not have the ability or the intelligence to understand what it is that they read. But thanks to this broadcast over the years, the audience of the Hour of the Time does, has, and knows.
What the guy said in that forgery was that supposedly Albert Pike had sent a letter saying, you know, to you, the brethren of the highest degrees, the 30th, 31st, 32nd, of whom the Luciferian doctrine is, you know, made known to, et cetera, et cetera. That was a lot of, like I said, it was a lot of basically BS aimed at discrediting the Masons.
Notice how Art Bell feigns ignorance. I will say this again, Art Bell is a highly degreed Freemason of the Scottish Rite, at least 32nd degree. He has admitted to being a member during his own broadcast, and many of you heard that broadcast, heard early in the morning. I know that many of you heard it, because I was not listening to that broadcast. A couple of you called me and told me about it, and then all of a sudden I received a whole series of letters from listeners who heard the same broadcast telling me in their letters what they heard. So, we went to order the tape of that broadcast and it was not available for quite some time. When it was available, there was a conspicuous editing of the tape where that entire portion of the broadcast had been edited out, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you did not record the broadcast yourself, you will not find it on the tape.
Hey? But you know darn well a lot of people sitting out there right now saying, yeah, right.
Well, let me give you a little story here. When I was still in the service on active duty, one of my friends who was also somewhat inclined toward some of these conspiracy theories involving the Masons.
Yeah.
He came up to me one day, and he said, you know, if you just stay where you're at, you're going to get job hookups, you're going to get, you know, promotions, and people are going to do favors for you, you're going to get rich.
Well, now, you're not denying, are you, that there's a definite inside old boy club within Masonic tradition?
I'm not going to deny this happened in the past. It's not encouraged. One of the things that I was told when I joined the fraternity over 6 years ago was that anyone who describes himself or describes himself to be a Mason and then hands you a business card or tells you he's in some sort of field, this is for the wrong reason. And I firmly believe in that principle.
Yeah, but it still opens doors, though. It's undeniable. Look, I'm a member of a fraternity. I'm a ham operator.
Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that Art Bell, so that he cannot be accused of being a liar, just told the truth. Ham operators are not a fraternity. Ham operators are not a fraternity. When Art Bell said, I am a member of a fraternity, he was telling the truth. He is a Freemason. And then he said, I am a ham operator. And then he's going to use that as an example of how being a ham operator has gotten him certain things in life. And he's using the ham operator as a metaphor for his real, true Masonic experiences under the truth that he told that he really does belong to a fraternity.
All right. Okay. That's opened doors for me all my life. It's gotten me jobs. And I would say that the fraternity of amateur radio is somewhat less mysterious and, cohesive than the Masons. So I would believe that the Masons take care of their own. You know, I mean, you wouldn't deny that, would you?
I would deny, like I said, that in the past there have been times where people have gotten promotions or maybe a little inside info. But here again, that's not the purpose. I'm sure the same can be said for a lot of people who are in business. They're going back to the old philosophy of, you know, who you know and so forth.
Yeah.
But as far as there being this big, you know, behind-the-scenes group of power brokers, it's I find it laughable. To finish what I was saying about my friend that you told me you just...
You hear that he's willing to admit that it's happened in the past, but of course it doesn't happen now. Who does he think he's kidding? It has always happened. And if you read the ceremonies and the oaths in all of the degrees of Freemasonry, they are not only, ladies and gentlemen, being nice when they do something for their brothers in the fraternity, they are bound by their oath to help their brothers, their brother Freemasons, whenever their brother needs help, which means when he needs a job, which means when he's being prosecuted for a crime, which means when he is bidding for a contract, which means when he's up for promotion. If a Freemason is in a supervisory position and three men are up for promotion, one is a Freemason and the other two are not, the Freemason will be promoted. It is not up to their discretion. It is not something that they have a choice in. They are bound by their oath to do it. And when they reach a certain degree, ladies and gentlemen, the oath says that they absolutely must aid and comfort any fellow Freemason, no matter what he has done, no matter who he is, treason. Actually, that's wrong. It's murder and treason not accepted, which means even if they've created or committed murder or treason, all other Freemasons must help them, must hide them, must give them food, must give them shelter, must help them get away, must help them find a new identity and be established in a new life. Are you listening to me? I read the oath on this broadcast. Couldn't have been more. Had to be within the last 2 months. On this broadcast, I read you the oath verbatim. On this broadcast. So again, he lies. Not only is it done, but it is absolutely required that he do it. That all Freemasons do it. It is not up to their discretion. It's not an elective.
You'll get a job at the Cuspan, you know.
Right, right.
So I said, you know, I've been 32nd Mason for a couple of years now. This was, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. And I said, I've been 32nd Mason for a while. And no one's come up to me and offered me job hookups and promotions and, you know, these little bennies. I said, if you know about all this stuff, and you're not even a member, why don't you clue me in and save me a couple of years?
Listen, can you hold on to a break?
All right,
good. Now, once again, the
Wellington People's Temple was in reality a mass mind control experiment conducted by the CIA as a follow-up to something called MKUltra. They had mental checkups for everyone every day.
On a China to take over the world's traditional political system through mind control by the year 2000.
There was a mind control experiment taking going on. Control of individuals, control of groups, control of whole populations.
The cheapest commodity in the world is human beings.
Second degree Mason from my competitor down there in San Diego. Here you are on the air again.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you back.
Well, on spot.
How can you be sure? I mean, this really is a reasonable question. How can you be sure that when that extra giant leap is taken, that you have admitted only 1% of Masons ever make it to, that there is not information imparted to you that you simply don't know about now?
It's entirely possible. In fact, when you are promoted to 33rd degree, the only people who partake in the part of the initiation ceremony are of the 33rd degrees.
You see why people believe what they believe?
Well, but still, if you were going to have a worldwide conspiracy, why would you only let not even 1% of the people know about it?
That only very few know and control. It's power, right?
Well, here again, if you consider that there's 2 million Masons in North America, and that was in North America, not just in the United States, so you figure that's well less than 1%.
And here's another deception, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, they're only talking about Freemasons, and so they're telling you that it's only 1% of the population. That's another lie. It is the highest degrees of all, every single one of the different secret societies and fraternal orders. And if you honestly believe that there's only a small handful of them, go to our website, at harvest-trust.org. That's harvest-trust.org. Go down the home page until you find Secret, and then click on it. You will find a list of only just the secret societies that have websites on the internet, and that's just the ones that we've been able to find so far. We know that there are more on the internet, but finding their website, ferreting it out, and making links to it is extremely time-consuming and very difficult. There are more. What you're going to see there when you click on that secret link on our homepage is just the obvious secret societies that we've been able to find so far. There are many secret societies that do not have websites. There are others that have websites that are accessible only by password. And there are some websites that we know of which we have not been able to ferret out yet. Some we have, and have not had the time to put the links on the website yet. But what you will find will keep you busy for a long, long time. And what you're going to read on those sites will absolutely amaze you. And remember, it's a lot more than 1% of the population. The true numbers would absolutely amaze you. In fact, it's shocking. It's scary. Let's go back to the Art Bell and his 32nd degree anonymous Freemason deception here. Little play for the profane, so to speak.
So if you're looking at less than 1% of less than 1%,
yes,
you're not talking about an incredibly small number of people that would be involved in this knowledge at the top.
That's right.
And when you consider, I personally know several 33rd degree Masons.
Yes.
And it's not like they're bankers or financiers or captains of industry. There are a lot of guys who just happen to have been in the fraternity long enough, contributed enough as far as service or so forth, to get to that point.
It has nothing to do with service as a Freemason as to whether you are invited to become a 33rd degree. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. The 33rd degree is a meritorious degree bestowed by invitation only. And it is not always bestowed just on Freemasons. It can be bestowed on high-ranked or highly degreed members of other fraternal orders because the 33rd degree is not, ladies and gentlemen, a regular degree of Freemasonry of the Scottish Rite. The degrees end at the 32nd degree. They can make anyone they wish a 33rd degree Freemason. I have records, where an individual was selected because of his performance toward the completion of the great work, which is the elimination of all nation states, the elimination of all existing religions save theirs, the shackling of the mob, and the creation of one world government. That's their goal. That is their goal. Anyone who helps in any way significantly toward meeting that goal can be initiated through all of the degrees and be bestowed a 33rd degree Freemason in one day. In one day, ladies and gentlemen, it has happened many times. And not necessarily just to Freemasons. And that's why a guy that works in Radio Shack can be a 33rd degree Freemason. Because it's not his work at Radio Shack that made him a 33rd degree Freemason. He may have published many books propagandizing the populace to believe in one world government, to believe that existing religions should be put aside. He may have worked in the public eye as a city councilman to guide his city into the New World Order. They want you to think that these people have made no contributions other than being in the fraternal order for many years. That's not how you get to be a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, that's one view.
if I were Captain Da Vinci, I wouldn't be going around disguising myself as maybe a guy that worked at Radio Shack.
Well, you never know what mission a Radio Shack employee might have. You see where you can go with this. In other words, you don't really know because you're a 32nd degree.
Now, you see how Art Bell just very cleanly ridiculed the concept that an employee of Radio Shack could ever contribute to society in any meaningful way. And he wasn't just talking about Radio Shack. He's talking about the average man. What he's saying is that it's absolutely ridiculous to think that the average man, somebody living in your own hometown, could be involved in something greater than the Boy Scouts, for instance. That's what he's really saying, ladies and gentlemen. He's ridiculing the idea that anyone at any level could participate in propelling us into world government, into helping to do away with existing religions, into helping to shackle the mob, into helping to destroy sovereign nation states. But if you've been paying attention, you know that Art Bell just insinuated a lie.
Well, I can always, at some point, I like to think I'm at least a possible candidate to make it, but I can only call you back after I make 33rd in case something changes.
No, but you'd never call me back if you made 33rd.
Oh, certainly I would.
No, you wouldn't.
It gives me great pleasure to shoot some holes in some of these idiot fantasies and conspiracies I hear.
Now, Art Bell just told the truth. If he ever makes 33rd degree, he will never call back, and he will never tell the truth about it. In fact, he has not told the truth about anything yet. He has disguised it. He has taken an oath upon pain of death not to reveal any of the secrets of the lodge. In fact, his oaths tell him that if faced with telling the truth, telling the secrets, or telling a lie, he must tell a lie. Art Bell knows much more about the 33rd degree than what he's letting on. Maybe Art Bell has already reached that pinnacle of the 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. He may have, for I can tell you, quite frankly, and with all the truthfulness in the world, that Art Bell is doing as much or more than anybody ever has to destroy the concept of sovereign nation states, destroy all existing religions, to shackle the mob in the chains of ignorance with all of the deceptions and lies and hoaxes that he promotes on his broadcast, and to propel us into one world government. In fact, I revealed on this broadcast that is the sole aim of his book, The Quickening, is to prepare the populace to accept the concept that one world government is not only coming, but that it's necessary. And I quoted him right out of his book to that effect.
What do you think? A cape with Millennium Master on it? Would that be good?
Here again, well, you know, you might get some black from the M&M Mars company, since they've already got M&M as kind of a...
Yeah, everybody sues everybody.
Copyright trademark.
That's true, yeah, you're right. And Mr. Millennium would be no different.
Huh. It's an idea, though.
How about just ABC? Art Bell's cape.
Art Bell, by the way, has dubbed himself Millennium Master, our Mr. Millennium. And you'll find that on his website, that he is now called Mr. Millennium, or Master Millennium. And with this little series here, they are ridiculing any perception or any idea that anyone in a secret society or fraternal order could possibly be involved in anything other than, well, you know, some boyish pranks, dancing around candles in robes at midnight, taking silly oaths that actually mean nothing.
Hmm. Well, that might be an idea, too. Of course, or, the American Broadcasting Corporation might be a little upset by that.
They could check off Art Bell's cult, ABC.
That could work, too.
Thanks for the...
Or Art Bell's conspiracy.
Goodbye. We'll see you later. Yep, you bet. First.
And that's it, folks. That was the little play that they gave us on the Art Bell Show just a few nights ago. I died laughing. And since our reception here is not too good, being that this is news, I took it right off his website. And it is news, because it is a deception. And I would challenge Art Bell, you and your buddy caller, you lied. Now sue me. I've just been waiting for that, you know, because if it ever gets in court, we can have discovery and all that kind of stuff, and we can really find the truth. Isn't it funny, ladies and gentlemen, that Art Bell, John Lear, Lieutenant Colonel James Bobo Gritz, and a whole bunch of others all started out in Las Vegas? It's because they all belong to the same lodge. All of them. The same lodge, ladies and gentlemen. After all, it's the city with the Luxor Hotel and the MGM Grand, which, by the way, from the air looks a lot different than it does from the ground. It's a huge green cross. What was the first flag that Columbus planted on the shore when he landed in the New World? It was a white flag with a green cross. It was not the flag of Spain. That was the next one. The first flag he planted represented whatever secret order it was that he really represented. And, of course, if you visited the Luxor, you really took a trip into symbology. And notice that the lion of the MGM Grand is looking directly at the Luxor. And so... we have sort of made a little circle here, haven't we? This just complements the many tapes that we've done on these subjects, most of which are much more meaningful than what you've heard so far tonight. However, what you've heard tonight should be, well, should be illuminating, to say the least, and should cause you to open your eyes, should cause you to listen a little better. Here's my admonition to everyone. I don't care who you are. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe absolutely nothing. Not even what I say, not what your mother says, not what your priest says, not what your minister says, not what your brother says, not what your boss says, and especially not what your teachers say, unless you can prove it in your own research that you must conduct with due diligence. The truth is elusive at best. And anyone who relies upon anyone else to tell them the truth is in reality a puppet. A puppet belonging heart and soul to that person. And whenever they pull the strings, of course, you believing that they're telling you the truth, you will dance to that tune. And you will dance until you're exhausted and fall down dead, if that's what they want you to do. But you will be enslaved mentally within the confines of your own skull because of your own stupidity. This is the age of deception, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most deceptive age in all of the history of the world. If you think people were deceived in the past, if you have read history and you think people were living in ignorance, if you think that they were deceived by their kings, their queens, their sultans, their emirs, their lords, their masters, their religions, their governments, their families, whoever, those people had it made compared to the modern man and woman. Because information is so pervasive and so easy to control. Not only easy to control, but easy to warp and change and manipulate. Especially with television. People would much rather watch something than read something. And they don't much like to hear anything at all. Under circumstances like that, ladies and gentlemen, people can be mesmerized, their minds can be controlled, neutralized, and maybe even eliminated, simply by the little boob tube in their living room. If the person speaking to them, or if they perceive the broadcast to have been created by authority, they will believe it without question. And that goes for at least 95% of the population, of any given population. Most people will look around for someone who will tell them what they already have decided they wish to believe. And when they find someone who will tell them that, they will follow them without question because it makes them feel good. Isn't it amazing that many people choose Art Bell to be that person? Because he gives them a fantasy world that they would rather believe exists than the reality of the one in which they live. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.